This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Well, hello there, darling. I am coming through on a speaker. This is just an audio. We play this audio for all our little captured prey. So are you comfortable? No, probably not. Because we probably got you tied down, gagged, disoriented, and you're probably super frightened. But you're such a pretty young girl, though. That's why you've been captured. You see, all you need to call me is mommy. Pedo mommy, actually. And my partner here, you'll call him pedo daddy. And we've kidnapped you. We kidnap lots of little girls like you. You were especially an interesting one. Pedo daddy really liked what you looked like. We've been following you for days and finally found the opportunity to snatch you right up. But pedo daddy here, he loves little 12-year-olds. And in case you're wondering, you've been captured because you are going to be raped and used like an object. You'll pretty much be an object, much like we have dogs and animals in our farm. You'll be just the same. You'll serve a purpose, just like the animals serve a purpose. You'll be fed. You'll have water. You'll stay a little clean because pedo daddy does like his little whores clean. But we don't care about anything else with you. The only thing that matters is that mommy and daddy are happy. And you might be crying already. I'm sure you are, because you're a young, underage, dumb little whore. Just stop crying. Stop crying. You might just want to save that energy and those tears. You're going to need them for later. Because pedo daddy and pedo mommy, we're going to use and abuse you later. And pedo daddy, he very much loves fresh tears streaming down your soft, delicate little cheeks while he's having his way with your beautiful underage body. So in case you don't know these terms, sweetheart, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you've been taught that strangers are danger and strangers can be pedophiles. Pedo mommy and pedo daddy, we are pedophiles. We've spent a lot of time kidnapping young little girls like you because pedo daddy has a very strong craving for the tightest of holes. And that's what you have, darling. Being a young 12-year-old, that's daddy's favorite age. Pedo daddy really loves to molest and rape little girls like you. So that's why we started doing this. We kidnap little tweens like you, pretty ones, that pedo daddy has approved of and watched, followed, stalked. And lucky girl, you've been chosen. But we kidnap you girls. And it's best that you learn to just be an obedient little girl. because the ones that aren't obedient, the ones that try to fight, the ones that try to run away, I'll just go ahead and tell you straight up, Mommy and Daddy don't have any issues murdering bad little girls, bad girls that fight back, bad girls that use their teeth while pedo daddy's raping their little mouse, bad girls that try to spit on pedo mommy and daddy. You want to be a good girl, trust me. You don't want to see the ugly side of pedo daddy. All you got to do, little girl, is look pretty, be a good girl, and take the abuse. And don't worry, sweetie, we'll be drugging you to make it a little bit easier for you. Pedo daddy really likes when little girls are drugged up in just the right way. You guys just seem to be more malleable and suggestive and more dumb when you've got a little drugs in your system. And if you're a bad girl, those drugs go away and everything will hurt so much worse. So trust me, sweet girl, you want to be a good little rape victim and just take all the abuse. But we like to set it up beforehand that we will not tolerate bratty, disobedient girls. I mean, you can try if you want to. Pedo daddy does love a challenge. He does love to beat up on little girls. Because, sweetie, we have no issues getting rid of you, murdering you. And pedo daddy will probably rape your pretty little body after you're dead. And I don't think you want that, sweetheart. So if you're just a good girl, if you're a good, obedient girl, and you please pedo mommy and daddy, you'll get to go back home to your real mommy and daddy. You'll be forever changed. You'll forever be afraid that pedo mommy and daddy will creep up at any time for the rest of your life, but you'll be able to go home because, you see, you are disposable, sweetie. There's nothing special about you. Sure, you're pretty. You're young. You're very sexy to pedo daddy right now. But guess what? You can easily be replaced. And after a few weeks, pedo daddy will get tired of your holes. He'll get tired of how used up you are. And we'll find another girl, a better girl, to replace you, one that's not used and broken. But mommy and daddy's ultimate goal is to have good girls. Daddy wants to rape you daily throughout the day for weeks. He wants to enjoy his new little sex slave, his pretty little tween rape doll. He wants to. So all you got to do is obey. And the next thing that we're going to do, sweetheart, while you're probably sitting there crying, whining for mommy and daddy, we're going to show you on the screen in front of you what happened to the last girl that tried to be a little brat, that tried to get away, that tried and was disobedient. So be a good little girl and watch the screen now. And make sure you're watching really closely. Little girl, you need to learn what your daddy likes. That'll be the key to your success and your general satisfaction. I mean, I shouldn't call it satisfaction because you're not going to love any of this. You're going to hate every moment of it. But it'll all be better for you if you just learn what pedo daddy likes, okay? Now, do you see how this one on your screen, do you see how she's not behaving? Pedo daddy is trying to rape her pretty little mouth, and she keeps moving her head. And she even tries to bite Pedo Mommy right there. Did you see that? And now, do you see how Pedo Daddy has no problem punching her lights out? Punching her right in her pretty little face because, like I said, we do not deal with bratty little girls. Okay? And now, do you see how Pedo Daddy is raping her while she's unconscious? Because, sweetie, we don't care. We don't care about you. You're something to be used and thrown away. You're something that we enjoy and we don't give a fuck about how you feel. And now I'm going to show you another example of this bad, bad, bratty little girl. You see, I spent time in that room telling her what words Pedo Daddy likes to hear. He likes to hear that he's a pedophile. He likes to hear that from little girls' mouths like yours. He likes to have you beg him to rape you harder. He likes to hear how his pedo cock is so big and how much it hurts, but you want it harder. And I'm a good pedo mommy. I'll teach you everything you need to know. But do you see? Do you see how this little bitch wouldn't use daddy's favorite words? It's not that difficult, sweetheart. You learn these simple words and you say them, and Pedo Daddy won't hurt you. Now watch very closely and do not close your little eyes. Do you understand? I want you to see this because I want you to know what will happen to you if you disobey. Watch Pedo Daddy take his strong hands and wrap them around her throat. Watch Pedo Daddy rape her until she dies. Do you see that? Do you see how she just went limp? And that's all because she wouldn't use those simple words that Pedo Daddy really loves to hear. And she deserved to die. Because we don't put up with it, sweetheart. We went all through all the trouble to kidnap you. And you must obey. And now, this audio is actually going to end and then we're going to be live. We're going to be live on the screen before you, me and Pedo Daddy. And then we're going to be able to see you live. And the reason we do this is because you're not ready. You're not ready to meet Pedo Daddy yet. We need to teach you some things. We need to show you some things. So just stay in that chair. It's not like you can leave. You're all tied up. And we'll be right there. Look, Pedo Daddy. How pretty does she look crying in that chair, all tied up? I left her little school uniform on for you, Pedo Daddy. Mm-hmm. But I made sure to lift up that shirt a little bit and to push that skirt up and take those panties off. Mm-hmm. That's for you, Pedo Daddy. And now you. Hi, I'm Pedo Mommy. And this, all you can see right now, all that's on your screen is Pedo Daddy's strong, fat, pedophile dick. And we do this so you can see and respect the strength of Pedo Daddy's cock. Look at it, you little bitch. You're going to get to know this cock very well for the next several weeks. You're going to have it stuffed in your pretty little mouth. You're going to have it stuffed between your legs and your special part, that tight little 12-year-old cunt between your legs. Daddy's going to use you every single day hard. Do you see how strong it looks? Look at it, bitch. Look at Pedo Daddy's cock. Look at that. That's a rapist cock. That's a murdering cock. And you need to learn to respect it. You don't get to act like a little cock tease when you're in our care. Because what we do to little cock teases, what we do is we kidnap them and we tie them down and put you in your fucking place. Your little innocent games, your whining, your crying won't work. Because the only thing that matters is that veiny pedophile cock right there. And he will shove it wherever he wants it to go. And you will take every single thrust and pound into you. And you'll get to be like such a good girl that you'll know how to beg for it. You'll know how to make Pedo Daddy make that strong cock right there, make it even harder. And do you see how he's stroking it right now? He's stroking it for you, little girl. That's how a man, a grown adult man, strokes his cock for hot little 12-year-olds. And Pedo Daddy loves his 12-year-olds. And you're probably wondering too, why do I do this? What do I get out of it? I bet you're thinking that. Like, why is this woman not saving me from the big scary man? Well, it's because I don't give a shit about little girls like you. What I care about is Pedo Daddy's dick. I want him to rape little girls. Sometimes I want him to murder little girls. And we both get a thrill out of it. Just like him, I like to see those tears running down your face. I like to see what a 12-year-old looks like, nude, legs spread, braces along her teeth, crying with so much fear in her eyes, and how she'll do anything to make sure Pedo Daddy doesn't get too rough. That's what I like, you little bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't care if you're smart, neither does he. I don't care that you're a cheerleader or that, you know, you have hopes and dreams. The only thing I care about is how mind fucked you get, because I'm going to make sure that myself and Pedo Daddy is going to rape your mind as well as your tight little body. I'm going to make sure that you never forget us. Looks like her drugs are starting to work. Pedo Daddy, look at her. She's getting a little bit more calm, isn't she? Yes, you're going to stay like pumped up with drugs. Because like I said in the beginning, we like when little girls are intoxicated, little high fuck dolls. That's what we like. And it's hitting you hard, isn't it? Your vision's probably a little blurry, but you definitely still see that dick, Pedo Daddy's dick, getting stroked. Do you see it? I'm sure it's scary looking on that big screen. You should be fucking scared of it, because at any moment, we're going to come in that room, little girl, and I am going to hold you down. I'm going to hold your face looking straight up at Pedo Daddy as he rapes you for the first time. And when Pedo Daddy rapes his little virgins, his little 12-year-old jailbait tweens for the first time, I think that's the roughest Pedo Daddy gets. That first rape of that virgin cunt. So just prepare yourself, sweetheart. You're really going to cry then. And the more you cry, the better and the harder that Pedo Daddy rapes. the more that you scream out and tell him to stop and that it hurts, the harder he's going to go. And that's the only time we're going to allow it, that first rape, because it will be terribly painful, sweetheart. But again, we don't fucking care. The only thing that matters is that pedo daddy comes from you because he likes little girls like you. He can't, I mean, he's so into sweet little 12-year-old bodies that this is what we do. We center our lives around having little 12-year-old fuck slaves, little rape dolls, enslaved to pedo daddy. Now, pedo daddy, I'm going to count you down, darling, and you're going to show this little girl that's on the screen, probably wishing her mommy and daddy were coming to save her. You're going to show her what a pedophile comes like. And little girl, just know that daddy's looking straight between your legs. I made sure you were tied up where we could see what's underneath that little skirt. And we see the sweetest little pussy, and daddy's looking straight at it. That's his next fucking target. He's hunted you down, so you better watch out. So here you go, pedo daddy. You ready? Mm-hmm. 10, you pump that pedo cock. Pump it for your 12-year-old slave. Think about how tight, how fucking good it's going to feel to get inside that new rape doll, your favorite fresh little rape meats, that first thrust into that virgin hole, tearing right through that hymen. 9, look at how scared she looks. Pedo daddy, look at her. Isn't it so precious? How sexy it is to watch little girls cry, to watch them look at your cock and get so fucking scared. 8, and you, little girl, you don't keep your eyes from that screen. You look at that veiny, muscly, thick pedophile cock. You watch it real fucking closely. 6, and I'm sure you're looking at it right now and you're thinking, how is that going to fit inside of me? Oh no. And you should be worrying about that. It's going to fit down your throat. It's going to fit deep inside that little cunt of yours. It's going to be inside of you every single day, no matter what. 5, and you're going to know just how to please it. You're going to make him come every day. You're going to be the best little 12-year-old cum dump for him. 4, and now you're going to see how he comes, an explosive fucking load of pedo spunk. 3, it's going to be the scariest thing you might have ever seen. Because pedo daddy, he comes so hard for little 12-year-olds like you, especially 12-year-olds like you wearing braces, his favorite. 2, get ready, pedo daddy. You show this little bitch what you come, show her how you come. You're going to show her, aren't you, pedo daddy? That's right. 1, get ready. Get ready. You're about to come, pedo daddy. You're going to come for that new 12-year-old rape doll. 0, come now and think about that bitch we just killed. All that cum you put into her dead little body. I think this one's going to be good though. Yeah, she's going to last for several weeks for you. I'm going to make sure that your little 12-year-old rape doll, scared to death and trained and groomed just to satisfy pedo daddy. Did you like that? Wasn't it scary? I mean, that cum just explodes out of there. And that's for you, sweetheart. That's all for you. Now, you're going to be left in that room for a while to think about what just happened. And, you know, I mean, you'll know when we show up, sweetie. You might not want to fall asleep because it might be more scary if we wake you up. Yeah. All right, sweetheart. We'll see you probably in a few hours. Hang tight and think about pedo daddy's dick.